We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
Oh, what?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
And welcome to Planet Collingwood. This is Studio A on Revolution Radio. My name is Monty Dean. I've just filled in for an hour on Studio B for Strange Universe, so I'm quite warmed up. Actually, I'm sort of worn out because I'm just talking by myself. However, I have gentlemen who can join me and converse, and one will probably interrupt a lot. But we love him. We love him from afar, let's be fair. If you enjoyed the last 2 hours, big thank you to Why Not and Co. If you enjoyed the last 2 hours, go to freedomslips.com and click on the Patreon button and share and give what you can, mainly because we're 100% listener supported, and that's how we stay on air. And what happened yesterday, or this week, yeah, I think we need it even more so. So this show can do a comedic commentate on the Civil War that's kicking off. But we'll get to that in a moment, Darrelly. I have been joined by Cortec. This is where Cortec says hello. This is where Cortec doesn't say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Raz.
Hello.
Hello. I'm good. Thank you very much. I'm just doing okay.
Nice, anyway, nice.
Yeah. Bruce McDonald.
Buenas noches, amigos.
Hey, I love you, man. I love you from afar. I love you. You got your song.
We love you, Cortec, but no kissing.
Yeah. You know the rules. And we have been joined by Brandon Young, the mighty Brandon Young, the Young that is Brandon.
Comme si, comme ça. Je suis reporting from Mar-a-Lago.
Strangely enough, we are talking. Yes, Senor Trump has had some trouble with the feds, you know, eh? Why am
this
I doing
Brandon, eh?
That guy? Eh? He's a bad guy. I saw the police at his residence on TV. He's a bad guy.
I did have that bad boys. See, what you going to do?
Bad man. Bad man. Did you see? I told you. The police were at his residence. It was right on TV. I told you he was no good.
Actually, they're keeping the throngs of adoring fans away from his head. It was the feds that went inside.
Yeah.
I thought it was the Freds.
Yeah, so basically.
Fred, people named Fred.
Yeah, and so in short, because I'm sure if you've been listening to Rev Radio, you know the story. So, in short, the former president of the United States was raided by the FBI, and we could spend 45 minutes on why they should be dismantled. However, it's like basically, you know when Obama said, I'm going to make everyone equal? Unfortunately, he wasn't going to lift everyone up. He's just dragging the United States down to third world countries and to dictators. So, who wants to go first?
So... I was watching this great Lex Fridman podcast with a guest called Andrew Bastamante, who's a young guy, doesn't look to be younger than 40 for sure. Could be a bit older than 40 and takes real good care of himself, but CIA guy. And it was an interview about, you know, what it's like to work in the CIA and what they did. Long one, too, 3 hours and 53 minutes. Well worth watching, though, because there's a lot of insight. Did a little, you know, Lex asked him about, you know, what was the CIA's relationship with Trump? Most interesting answer in the entire interview. Trump completely distrusted him, them, and all intelligence used by his Oval Office was contracted from private intelligence organizations.
Yep, yep.
I did not know that.
That's correct. Yeah, well, he refused to take Air Force One, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And went on, hired his own secret service.
Well, yeah, because like it's Trump, a billionaire. I mean, see, oh, he's got an ego. Really, the real estate tycoon from New York has an ego. I'm shocked. I'm sitting down. Really, but like Air Force One's like, yeah, I don't feel like a downgrade. I'm just gonna keep using my own planes.
You know, I remember a billionaire New York tycoon. You know what his name was? Roosevelt.
Oh yeah, he didn't do much for the country, did he?
No.
What, he had four terms, and that's why they changed the... Yeah, just no, two, mate.
I joked the other day, I've been doing this, like, stand-up comedian bit, right? And there's, I'm like, yeah, well, what, you know, you go to see Theodore's memorial in Washington, D.C., and it says, here's Theodore Roosevelt, you know, city commissioner of New York, rough rider in Cuba, environmentalist, president of the United States, this and that, you know, just so many titles that just go on forever. And you imagine that, like, Franklin Roosevelt, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, I stood up today. You know, that's my
bump. You really have to fear is fear. It's, yeah, because of you. Anyway.
Yeah. So what's the cover story? What were they looking for at Mar-a-Lago?
It has been said that apparently this is the rumor, and so who knows, how rumors work, where Alex Jones says the Sandy Hook hoax is a hoax, and yet they still haven't found video of him saying it, and so they just take a rumor and run with it. Apparently he took some classified files from the White House when his presidency was over.
Right,
and so they're looking. Yeah.
Archives, yeah,
yeah, and so their excuse on paper is they're looking for them.
But yeah. Really, it's optics before the midterm. Bad man, police at house.
Yeah,
they're trying to find anything that will disqualify him from running in 2024. And the irony is,
so scared of this guy.
Yeah, the irony is they have awakened the sleeping giant. They're basically they've just pushed everyone because across the line. And even if here's a scenario, even if Trump is not allowed to or he chooses not to, he'll still be in the campaign as like an elder statesman type figure. And it's like, I endorse that person. And everyone goes, oh, cool. And they'll vote for him. So Trump may not even become the president again, but he'll still be part of the game. And his metaphorically weight behind someone else will push them over the line. Now, with what happened at the start on Monday, the Lionsgate, it's not going to be that hard. Like, there are people that I've seen on Twitter. I'm not a Trump fan, but this is crossing a line.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Biden administration of all people doing it. You know, let's investigate this family and leave this family alone.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of
that's okay, Kortek. I wasn't done. Hey, welcome to the roundtable. I wasn't sure you were here. Now I know.
The Kortek flare has been launched.
Can you just let me argue for the rest of the show, please, Monty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, as you were.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So, go ahead, Rez.
Tell me something. Trump was supposed to show up in a location named Albuquerque something. And did they kill some Muslim?
Albuquerque. Walter White, Jesse Pinkman.
That's and, where
did they kill some Muslims in there?
Yeah, Bugs Bunny should have turned left, but he turned right. Yeah, that's right. I'm from the 20th century. Go ahead, Rez.
Some Muslim died in there?
Four. Another Muslim killed them. Yeah, didn't want a mixed marriage, a Sunni and a Shia marriage. I think his daughter was getting married, and that's how seriously they take that crap. I mean, you think the Irish and the Catholics in Belfast are bad?
It's pronounced Albuquerque. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, so we know what it is.
Man charged with killing two Muslims, suspected killing two. Okay. So they're blaming it on Trump supporters, like always, according to my Twitter.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I noticed like how reality is fracturing and we're moving into a golden age. I'll shorten the story. However, you think people that aren't ready for it or not supposed to view it, they're fracturing into their own realities. And it's I've seen better writing on a soap opera.
Yeah. It's comical now. It almost seems as though I can't even believe. You know what? I've begun entertaining the idea that the left is a fiction. They don't even exist anymore. The media is just propagating the idea of this leftist outrage and it, by numbers, and nobody really is buying it anymore.
Well, there are actual left people on the left, lefties, as an example, it may be a poor one, but Bill Maher. Even Bill Maher's like turned around, you know, he's made fun of people on the other side of the aisle, but now he's turned around and like, are you right? What's wrong with you?
No, but he makes sense, because if you think about it, considering the speed at which they change and their belief system metamorphose into a new one, they don't exactly seem to exist. In an ontological sense, they are a bit like Play-Doh or an anomalous, shape. Mm-hmm. It just keeps changing and changing and changing. So, philosophically, we can argue they do not exist. We can.
Yeah, well, it's. I mean, I think it was last show or the show before where, like, spiritually, like, we're just what it's like spiritual AA at the moment. One day at a time, and just see what happens. And line gates kicks off, and like, I wonder what the Lionsgate event will be. And, oh, the FBI raided Trump's mansion. Good-o.
Can we get Planet Collingwood medallions, like 90 days, 120 days, just like AA meetings?
Ooh.
Can you shell out for that, Monty?
Yeah, sure. You'll just have to come and pick them up.
What
about
t-shirts? I can do t-shirts.
Well, I do have t-shirts. They're for sale, and I'm trying to figure out how to mass market them and try and get the right thing. So, yes, there's hoodies and t-shirts and so on and so forth. So that is correct, Cortec.
Did you get... okay, sounds good. Did you get a high-def logo?
I expanded it from 38K to 1.5 megabyte. I don't know how I did. I increased the pixels. So, yes.
And it's okay?
Teespring accepted it, so there you go. That's the link to my T-shirt shop online.
How do you do it? Teespring and then Wafer Thin?
No, it's wafer-thin-entertainment.creator-spring.com.
All right, let me get a pen. Hold on.
I've put it in the chat. You not. I'm a gamer. I use the internet. What, you go back chat? I'll have to figure out like doing a tiny URL or something, so it's an easier way. And once I'm going to go on, I think Linktree, where you put all together. It's a site where you put all together your links. So
links,
yeah.
A great one is
almost like a Linktree, tree that has links.
If you have any designs kind of like that, a great one is Redbubble. It gets a lot of traffic as well. You can,
boy,
if you're a creator, you can put your stuff up there, and then anyone can buy it in a t-shirt or clothing or a mug or
I think Zazzle does the same thing, but I ended up on Teespring, and here we are today.
Correct, mate.
Yeah, so you go and purchase hoodies and tank tops and t-shirts and colors and stuff.
Really?
And yeah, well, click on the link.
We heard that Liam Hemsworth is wearing it.
Well, that's a blatant lie, but I like the idea. Only two people have bought stuff. But, you know, the analytics, what are you going to do? But from the process of the
Neil Gibson wearing one.
Can I just point out, this is why Americans have a difficulty doing an Australian accent. See, it's terrible.
No, but you ever hear an Australian do an American accent, to be fair?
No, I have not.
Never.
That's a Kennedy. That was a good Kennedy, almost. You know.
Yeah. Well, what I find difficult, because I haven't found
all the
right
time in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's right.
No, but if you notice, guys,
Canadian accents are apart from the a real, like, say, Bruce's accent.
Tom Green.
Finding the just tweaking the dials to get it correctly, because it's very close, but it's also very unique and distinctive at the same time.
Yes.
And so, for me, trying to replicate it, it's like, I need better parameters.
No, but the funny thing is like, you look at, I think it's like, who's the guy that plays House? Hugh Laurie.
Hugh Laurie.
And many other Australian accents, but they do an American accent. They always have a lift.
Yeah, well, Hugh Laurie, actually, he would keep his American accent when he was filming, and occasionally he would slip into his natural accent, and everyone would freak out.
Really?
Yeah.
He's an interesting guy. He loves the blues.
Yeah. Great comedian. He was, I've gone blank. Oh, what's his name?
King George? Yeah, Prince George?
No. The game man that narrated the Harry Potter books.
Oh, that guy. All right.
Oh, Stephen Fry, maybe?
Stephen Fry. How can I forget Stephen Fry? Like, yeah, like in the 80s, Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie did a show called Laurie and Fry.
Say no to drugs, kids. Say no to drugs, kids.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just saw Stephen Fry play G.K. Chesterton in The Sandman on Netflix, which is like the number one show in the world right now.
Is it good? Has anyone watched it?
Fantastic. Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Apparently it was another comic. It was a comic before, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I found it a little bit mediocre, but yeah, it has some good scenes.
Yeah.
Tell us what you really think, Sean.
It's garbage.
It's Rez Cortex.
Why do you think so?
It's all right.
No, forced diversity loses 2 points, 3 points right there, but let's not talk about the diversity. If you look at the acting, it's quite flat.
It's a bit Benetton.
I only watched it because I had the flu and I couldn't get off the sofa. Well, I mean,
Who's talking right now? Me, you. Okay, yeah, go on.
First of all,
he's going to do that awkward silence.
All right, Raz, go ahead. You were saying.
Yeah. He's incredible. No, go ahead, Raz.
No.
You just yeah, spoke like 10,000 words.
You got to talk, buddy.
Actually, I don't know. That lag's back again. Oh, that
reminds me. That lag is back again because you were talking and then you spoke like 10,000 words in 2 seconds.
Yeah, so
it's quite freaky, actually.
I'd like to do my poster from the actual show, That Lag Is Back. I call him Nick because the rest of his name is stupid. Now, remember, we have Ghost Town who said, this is awesome. So all hail Ghost Town.
Nod.
All right.
But we have 323 comments underneath the video.
Again, it sounds like bot work to me. Hefty bot work.
No, I think schizophrenia is more of a like. So anyway.
Yeah. Obsessive compulsive disorder, most likely.
Yeah, all the gibberish.
Is that on last week's show as well?
No. Just that one. Like, I've put up last week's show.
And how many exact comments were there?
Could you, Monty? I don't mean to be taxing, but could you just type up a quick report for Cortec?
Yes.
Can you fax it to me?
But my carrier pigeon's all ready to go. He's got his little helmet on and everything.
I only communicate
so whenever,
by fax.
Whenever I remember. Whenever I forget for a while and then I remember this is a comedy show and I immediately try to rebalance with a joke and Cortex always there.
Blocking it.
No.
No, you're the joke.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's calling you a joke. but you know, this is why see Commonwealth
in a good way, Cortec. In a good way.
Positive humor. Positive
jokes,
humor.
Jokes are always
okay,
good.
I think we're obligated to say now, did everyone miss the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham?
Yes.
No. Yeah.
What?
Completely. I saw it.
It's always one, isn't it?
Sorry, but I did see it, and I saw the final concert with Ozzy.
Oh, yes, the half of Black Sabbath turned up.
And
did you just get to the concert, or did you see any events?
And Nine Fingers, that Stoney Iommi played.
Yeah, he was reunited with some guitars or something, and he was.
Gushing. No, Tony Iommi was.
Okay, for those playing at home, I did say half of Black Sabbath turned up. And that's what you're talking about. Yeah, Tony Iommi.
No, but he only has like nine fingers.
No, he's missing the tips of two of his fingers because.
All right, just so that's like a finger.
On
so
the last day that he was, he decided to quit his job in a metal sheet factory. He cuts off the two fingers of his. all right, keep it classy, people.
It is a compound coin.
His fingering hand. keep it classy. And so he learned to actually put sort of like rubber dots. He actually has artificial finger things, and that's
yeah.
I don't know.
It was his fingering hand.
Yes.
So to speak.
All right, stop it.
Cortec.
Keep it classy. The creator of heavy metal has two fingertips of plastic.
Did he do it on purpose?
No, he didn't do it on purpose. He was leaving. He decided, no, I'm going to do this music stuff. And then the machine's like, fine, say goodbye to the top of your fingers then.
Seems Let's pretty see convenient. Did he get a compo claim from the place he was working for a new guitar?
No.
Blackmore or whatever.
That's not it. It's 1968, 1969. I think they had compo back then.
That's because that's why it was his last day. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. And he's left-handed too. So it's easy to learn the riffs because when you're playing right-handed, you just mirror.
So his fingering hand's his right hand then, isn't it? Like if he's left-handed guitarist.
Oh, yes. Birmingham is where they came from. That's right.
Yeah, that's why they're in Birmingham where the Commonwealth Games are. And you know, so I think they're all mid-70s, late 70s, and they're still rocking out. I mean, Ozzy looks like
Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah, very very small. That's why I didn't get
Burning.
Yeah. They took the name from.
I didn't even know it was on. Honestly, yeah.
Poor tech.
Well, if you don't tune into free air TV, you know, there's a limited source of things that can really information that you can get to. You know, unless you go and pass a thing and those kinds of games. Like, who really cares and who has cared for a long time? Apart from the athletes, I'm saying. Apart from the athletes.
I'm amazed realize there's still enough countries in the Commonwealth to. Have a games.
I think it's
got to be 70 or something like that.
No, it's 6. I think it's 16. Oh well, there are some people that like technically Canada is independent, but they're still part of the Commonwealth because of legal issues. We're told they're independent. Australia apparently is independent, but
you are independent. You have yes.
My son Andrew will not be doing anything because he's a naughty boy.
I shall be on all your coins and bills.
I'd like to point out that is the worst Queen Elizabeth impression, and we love it.
Yeah, I just say you do the best worst impressions ever.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Cortec. I find the vowels in the words and accentuate the wrong parts.
So talking about kind of the UK, they are
I don't believe it.
This is what I saw. Businesses like scrambling to hire people while I was over there. And everywhere you drive around, you see help wanted. You know, whether it's a hotel or a restaurant or anything like that. And has anyone said the word recession yet in any country?
A lot of economists have because they looked up the right definition. But the president of the United States said no, there isn't a recession. Meanwhile, everything's burning.
Well, most qualified and reputable economists are leapfrogging right over recession and going to depression if you're following the financial news.
Okay.
So technically, they didn't say recession. They jumped and went straight to depression.
Yeah, they say something worse than a recession is coming. Now, there's not a huge lexicon in economics, let me tell you. So after recession comes depression. There's no modifiers in the economics textbook, you know. Very bad recession, very bad recession, yeah. Very, very bad. No, it's recession, then depression.
And what's after
and we're
depression?
Going to a depression.
Yeah, what's after
well,
depression? Collapse?
The last selfie taken on Earth.
Hey. Yep. AI is coming forward in stride. It's doing so many things. It's so funny. It's like we're in that last little gradient where it just curves really fast. And there's everything happening from, AI, you know, people who are making projects need, you know, they need royalty-free music kind of thing so they can put stuff up there and no one's asking for rights. So there's been this push to make AI, music generators kind of thing.
I just had a thought, like, the threat of AI is coming. Yeah, but if we have no power... I think we'll be totally fine from the AI, apart from if they go Skynet and launch all the missiles.
That's just bad.
You know, the funny
That's
thing
bad
is,
story writing.
Honey, the AI's coming to take over the world, honey. Don't worry, I didn't pay the electrical bill.
That's pretty good.
That's lovely, son. Just go and
Save
play that
video.
I was going to say, I talked to Paul McCartney recently, and he told me, you know, the funny thing is about this, the global reset and everything, is that, you know, like, John and I talked about that, you know, back in the White Album days, you know. And we were talking about, like, you know, he talked about, like, a revolution.
Baby.
Yeah?
It's one of the Beatles joined the call.
Oh, yeah, hey, it's me, Paul, Kortek. I'm a big fan, you know.
Say I've been, song. I love how you say yours. Song. The way that you say song is Liverpoolian.
You know why countries like Panama have an immediate 4-week revolution and kill cops when a liter of gasoline goes up 20 cents and we don't? They never had a Tavistock or a CIA. There's no Beatles there. Beatles are the ultimate false catharsis.
They're the best, you know. I can't. Well, who else could you compare them to? You know, I don't. The Who. I mean, yeah.
I do like Tavistock. You know, the Beatles. All the songs were in my Tavistock. Well, they had good writers because the songs can still. The spell's not there anymore, but you can listen to the tunes.
They had great PR, and you know their concerts were arranged like the Apple would arrange a new iPhone coming out. To the terms of they would go to universities and offer people, you know, 50% off iPads if they'd line up out around the store. Probably get something else to get all the people. Well, it was great publicity.
Well, Cortex, we had managers, you know what I mean? We had Derek Taylor. You know, Derek was fantastic, you know. He went out when we went in Malaysia and we busted the Prime Minister of Malaysia. And we couldn't get out, you know. He stood across the plane, and he coordinated everybody that we beheaded on that plane, you know.
It was the Philippines, but yes. They snubbed Marcos, and they didn't even know it till they left.
my memory's not the best.
You're Paul 3 or Paul 2? I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm a clone. I'm the clone after the original Paul died.
I watched the documentary on, Paul McCartney, and it's like they were pointing out the story, and apparently it was George Harrison talking, doing a confession, like three words in. That's not George. Someone's doing a bad.
No, it's so stupid. It's like look at Paul in like 65. Look at Paul in 78. He looks different. He died, you know. It's like, no, he just got older.
You know? Yeah, he ages. Everyone ages poorly. That's what everyone gets. Like, you look at photos of Dave Gilmour in the 70s doing Dark Side of the Moon. It's like, well, who's that strapping young lad? And now it's like, well, the Japanese are throwing harpoons at him.
Oh, God.
Still can play a wicked guitar.
Right over there? Well, sounds like someone should get over there. I'll send the ambulance.
So here's a couple ways to know whether you're living in a civilized or an uncivilized society. If you're living in a civilized society, a revolution will be led by a 4-foot-tall native dude named Chipito who uses a machete to kill cops. If you're living in an uncivilized society, a revolution will be led by a whore called Madonna wearing a pussy hat. That's how you know you're being had. That's what a false catharsis.
That was five years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, but like, the point is, we've needed a revolution since 1972, and it never comes so right. because Cortez.
You're so right. I just said you're so right.
Yeah, that was Raz. I thought
that was Raz. My Cortex is when I go Cortex. It's supposed to be the way they do Quagmire on Family Guy. Quagmire. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Brandon. Got it. Thank you.
I'm trying to be funny.
This is I come on this show because I need the laugh. I've had the flu for 5 days. My Lion's Gate was a purge right from my asshole to my forehead. I'll tell you that right now. God loves me.
Yeah.
I got the super duper realignment.
Yeah. We'll empty the cage. Yeah. Just quickly empty the cage, and the body's like, "I hate you." And the
spirit's
like, "Hey,
it's a great time to be married." I'll tell you, you realize that when you're on the sofa with 102-degree fever, you know, watching a shitty new Netflix serial called Sandman for 2 days.
Oh, you really didn't like it.
No, I find, look, here's the thing about gaming and all these sort of gothic people is they can't really get any kind of real aesthetic going. I mean, like, it's visually it's interesting. I don't think he gets the mythology right. Like, I have a certain respect for that mythology, and if you don't, maybe you should take the time to read Paradise Lost by John Milton. Maybe you should take the time to read Dante's Inferno. There's ways of handling these mythoses that make them really beautiful and timeless. Gaiman just goes in there and buggers them like a gay man in a bathroom stall at a bus station.
Which
is basically what he is.
Doesn't even bother cleaning up.
I plan to enjoy it because I love Jenna Coleman, and that's just a personal thing for me. So
when I saw Lucifer as Gwendolyn as Lucifer, you know, I'm like, oh god, that costume is horrible, that set piece is horrible, everything was horrible. Who casts Brienne of Tarth from Game of Thrones as Lucifer? Who the hell does that?
She's horrible.
Now you may be slightly upset with Sandman, and it's an interpretation. It's like, okay, now if you don't like it, read the comics. Yeah, well, wait. No, brace yourself. I'm teeing this up where you can explode. Wait for Rings of Power, then you'll get your cranky pants on.
I know all about it already.
No, it's bad enough. Yeah. They haven't released an episode yet. It's like, what the?
You don't think? Tell
us what you're concerned with, Brendan.
Can I ask this learned panel a theological question?
Sure. Please.
How could there be a Luciferian rebellion if the angels were created as a non-free will class of being?
Well, because
Lucifer did have free will. Good.
I was going to say, it's interesting that, you know, for a the war in heaven, the civil war, the casting down of Lucifer, the only place that I've seen the story created in entertainment is three episodes of Xena.
Warrior Princess. Hey.
Yeah, but that's for, like, you think one of the, like, you know,
hey,
you've
redoing
got
Max Headroom. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, well, yes, that is. It'll be interesting to see, especially now. It's like, hey, it's pretty close. But my point is, you think Bruce, you're a writer. I'm going to come to you.
Yep.
I've got this book. It's called The Bibli, and there's fantastic stories in it. And there's the Genesis, how everything's created, where a woman eats a piece of fruit and they blame the man, so on and so forth. But that Hollywood has never made a movie about the exile of Lucifer out of heaven. You think one of the major story point, you know, why, how, where we are, they've not touched it in over a century of filmmaking.
You get a pretty awesome metal soundtrack. The angels were
created as a non-free will class in a non-free will universe. Then the universe got updated with free will, and they became a free will class, and then led the rebellion. Simple.
That's exactly right. That's right. But so the first person to have that little bit of essence of free will was an angel named Lucifer. And
so
he was able to choose blind obedience to rebellion, yeah.
Moral of the story is, if you like things the way they are, don't accept that automatic update to your operating system.
Yeah.
You're pushing that Linux to the whole universe now.
Yeah.
It's no, so true.
Don't take the upgrade, Universe 861. You're fine with Windows 7. Trust me.
It's a fact. It's a fact for the last 5 to 10 years, the majority of updates make your system run worse. Really, I don't think they're really going to handle it.
Not on Linux.
I know that. This is what we're promoting right now.
Well, not, but yeah, that's still not, free
Linux
source,
is
so,
still
yeah.
not there, but it's a great project.
What? What, did you guys just hear that blasphemer? No, for what you do. And, yeah, I understand why you have to be on a Mac. You're a designer. I get that. That's fair and that's just. I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah,
but, yeah, I mean. Oh, you're not?
No.
Okay.
Make a cross out of laptops and nail him to it. Keyboard him to it.
I hear. How's that Windows 11 working out? I hear it's just a giant kerfuffle.
I would not go near that with a barge pole. Not yet.
They've been having OS problems for a long time now. Anyways, it was started out as a joke. Now we're talking about computer operating systems. It's just pathetic.
No, I mean, you're completely right. The
Cortex.
The future is open source stuff. You're completely right. You're right to be there. You're right to be checking it out.
I think there's a big spiritual message the creator slipped into Linux and the people who created it. And you go and you study their personalities, Linus Torvalds and Richard Stallman. And nobody knows who they are, and they are modern-day heroes, and nobody gives a shit because they didn't make $100 million. We celebrate the shitty people. You want to know why we live in a shitty society? The love of money is the root of all evil, okay? And we end up celebrating the people who make the money. Anybody here even know who Richard Stallman is? Or
no,
what he
we
did?
Should have a day of the year for them, it sounds like. Yeah.
Can I just thank you, Bruce, for saying the correct sentence? The love of money is the root of all evil, because money itself is neutral, but it's being weaponized. So
that is the correct way to say it. That is the actual biblical quote. Not many people remember that, especially the people who studied the Bible the most.
Which version?
Well,
just check.
Yeah.
Cortex.
Did I do that?
Oh, don't start that. You're not Urkel.
So let's move on to some real fun stuff. U.S. life insurance companies say deaths have unexplainably increased by 40% in 18 to 49-year-olds. And they've seen a 300% increase in cancer patients over the past year. So that's unexpected. Anybody?
Well, yeah. If in the in
is
the mainstream,
there
yeah, because
happened in the last two or
well,
three
I
years.
Well, I was going to say now. Well, now
Cortex.
If we brought up the vaccine, now people, not the vaccine. All right, let's take the vaccine off the table. Yeah, this doesn't make sense. Can we bring the vaccine back? I'm just saying, it's like fine. I'm willing to explore and investigate and do research if without the vaccine. However, that's the major change: lockdowns and vaccines. Just saying.
Yeah.
And also we can say that because we're on YouTube. I don't think I've mentioned it. On Saturday morning, my YouTube channel was my YouTube account was removed. Because
oh,
I got a third
is that why
strike.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know. What are your strikes, Monty? Like, what are you doing? Are you using copyrighted music? Like, what are you doing?
No. People like you talk about vaccines and masks, and apparently that goes against the community standards. And so the video was.
People like me. Like what do you mean, you people?
people.
What do you mean, you people?
What are you talking about, Willis?
What do you mean, you people? Yeah. So it was basically Cortex. Stop.
Cortex.
Stop. Oh, did I do that?
Cortex.
Do I have to get the whip out and slap you?
Cortex.
The video, the strike is 8 months old, and it was an air fridge show. The show was the 15th of September last year. That's what, because we went against CDC standards or something like that. And of course, YouTube won't tell me exactly. You know, I'm like, yeah, whatever. And so that's my Lionsgate. My Lionsgate was I lost my YouTube channel, and then I went straight from anger to rage and slowly worked into disappointment. Then had a sleep, and I'm like, yeah, okay. The way I see it, the universe has just gone, yeah, leave that baggage behind and fly, my pretty, fly. And so here we are.
Shit. Can we say load on the radio? What a load of shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm changing YouTube to You Suck. It goes well with Tracebook. So Tracebook and You Suck.
You got Humble backing you up, right? Rumble? Humble?
Rumble? Rumble.
Rumble.
So this show will be on Rumble in 24 hours.
What about like BitChute or DLive or any of those?
No, I'm just staying with one video platform because I'm quite frankly I'm tired of putting up four different freaking things. So I've gone to Rumble. I've earned 9 cents on Rumble already.
Nice.
In two months, and that's more money than I earned on You Suck. So yeah. I'm winning already. As well as I go onto Anchor FM, which puts the audio out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everything. Google, and everything else like that. So, gentlemen, if people say, oh, well, you're not on Spotify, well, you are. I mean, it's through Planet Collingwood, and it's a comedic roundtable, but technically, you're on Spotify.
Right.
You little beauty.
Yeah, we don't make any money from it because they rip off people.
Well, Anchor FM is like apparently like, it's really easy if you want to just do a podcast.
Yeah.
It's just like it sends it out every platform. It's super easy. So.
And anyone from the US, if you start one up, you can actually earn money from it. But I'm outside of the US, so I can't. I'm like, thanks.
No way.
Yeah, you can put ads on and be annoying to people, and you can actually earn money for doing ad radio spots. It's unfortunately like going back to Donald Trump. He started his Truth Social network.
Yes.
You familiar with that? Yeah. That's only US based.
Is it?
I tried to join. It's like, oh, you're not from here. You can't join.
Really?
Who makes up the rules in terms of how information is propagated on a country by country basis like that? Do you know?
Your IP address and internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why should any kind of live broadcast like that be limited to a country?
It's not a live broadcast. I don't think you can actually go live on Anchor FM. However, when you set it up, now you can also lie and I can write in Brandon's address and then say I'm American and have a bank account and do it that way. It's just sort of fudging the numbers. It's like when I joined Amazon and I had to be part of I picked a music store in New York as my address. Sorry. I think it was with Authors Republic. I'm not with them anymore, so I don't care now.
Yeah.
Lull number one.
Chalk that up.
Yeah, I just had to mention Doctor Who, and I think we've covered all the bases here on Planet Collingwood.
I mentioned Doctor Who again. Get into some real detail.
Okay. The Centenary episode is coming up where finally Jodie Whittaker regenerates into someone else. And so that the evil reign of Chris Chibnall is finally over, to quote The Simpsons. And
is she the new Doctor?
Yeah, since 2017,
Catching up.
Yeah. It's only been 5 years. there's one episode where she regenerates, and then there's 12 months of nothing, and then they're doing the 60th anniversary, where at least David Tennant and Donna Noble are part of it, and the mighty Bernard Cribbins, who plays Donna's grandfather. It will be his last television appearance because he passed away a couple of weeks ago. If you know who Bernard Cribbins is, he voiced the Wombles. The man's a god. He's done other work, but he was the narrator for the Wombles.
I can't remember the Wombles themselves having voices. Was there just a narrator and then they trounced around?
No, they had voices.
Oh,
yeah. I'm sure it's on the internet somewhere. And if you're wondering what the hell is a womble, they are sort of moly type people that were they collected garbage and repurposed it, and they're animation from the 70s.
Yeah, it's one of those ones like with the goodies that I used to be on ABC and you used to kind of catch them of an afternoon or whatever.
Yep.
And I went back and had a look at the goodies and I was so underwhelmed and I was like, I should have just left that with the good memories at the time. And
well, no, the fun part of the goodies is like at our young age, you get all the kid references. But as you grow older, you get all the adult references as well.
Yeah, okay.
Like, oh, that's what they meant. Okay.
Like the Ecky Thump.
Yeah, the interesting thing is the ABC here in Australia, they repeated them over and over and over again. So the fan base for the goodies is huge here in Australia, but the BBC only showed them one or tens team. They only showed it once in England, and it's like it's a travesty.
That's interesting.
They're on the same time as Monty Python, and Tim Brooke Taylor and Bill Oddie actually went to university with the some of the Pythons as well. I think it was Eric Idle actually auditioned for the Cambridge Footlights, and Bill Oddie was one of the people that he auditioned for.
Really?
And if you remember the Monty Python sketch, the four Yorkshiremen, you know, luxury, you know, I would have to wake up, our dad would thrash us to death. You know, Tim Brooke Taylor was actually one of the characters because that sketch was repurposed from a previous show. And so Monty Python just tweaked it and they got permission from Tim to do it.
Super and Tim Brooke Taylor passed away. Super interesting seeing those crews that, you know, do so much of the main work in a certain genre that hung around together or grew up in the same kind of, you know, beforehand we're kind of hanging out at the same pubs and stuff like that.
It's cool. Oh, yeah, it's a scene. The next wave of British comedy, which was called the alternative comedy, which was the Young Ones and Alexis Sale and French and Saunders, they all started at the same venues in East London. And it just because they're new and they finally got on TV and here Rick Mayall passed away, I think 6 or 7 years ago, which is unfortunate because he's one of the funniest human beings ever.
Was he the punk dude in Young Ones?
No, no.
He was Rick. The badge wearing.
Aide Emerson, I think his name is. He played Vivian. And yeah. He said, yeah, the bastard left before me. Because they basically had those two characters in The Young Ones, and then they created Bottom. And basically, yeah. If you look at the TV, that's the name of the show.
Yeah, yeah. That's the
show. They're just playing the same characters with different names all the way through. And Bottom, this will make Cortec love, and Bottom was huge.
Hey, it does seem quite soon for Rick to be, Rick, for him to, you know, not really looking after himself.
Probably, but, you know, it's fascinating. Like, Rowan Atkinson's still alive, and so the interesting thing is now this week, from an Australian point of view, you had Judith Durham, who was the lead singer of the Seekers, which was a pop group that was huge in the 60s. Then the next day, you had Olivia Newton-John pass away. And so if you're doing the rule of three, we're just waiting for someone else to pop off. Exactly.
Hey, pop off. Nice.
No, not the Russian crooner.
Not the ice skater.
No. There's the 12th man rippers. Anabolic pop off, yeah. The weightlifter. Oh, a testicle has fallen out of her costume. Her costume? See, now that would be attacked these days. That's the interesting thing is John Cleese has gone on record saying this woke crap is destroying comedy. Terry Gilliam, these are both Monty Python members, Terry Gilliam actually had a play shut down because of the staff of the theatre were all tards.
We're all kind of had their hair dyed some colour.
Yeah, yeah.
And staying there with crossed arms.
Yeah, blue hair, shaved on the sides, and like, oh my God, someone, yeah. Like, it's like that whole thing with the ableist language. And like,
you got 3%, don't get ahead of yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's no one can take a joke anymore. Everyone's offended about everything. And
I think that's where it gets more funny. You know, sometimes the joke that is just like a terrible joke, not a terrible, terrible joke, but a terrible joke that you keep repeating or that is short-framed can get funny after about the fourth or fifth time.
That explains a lot, Cortec, actually. Sometimes. He keeps saying wizzle-wuzzle. Why is he saying wizzle-wuzzle all the time? It's not funny. It's kind of irritating. It's called a running gag, and I understand where you're coming from.
Thank you.
But it's like, you know, the five listeners that we have, four of them are on air with me.
That's down to three now.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, someone went out to feed the cat, yes. It's like Sean David Morton has 16 listeners, so I'm sure we have five.
He used to. When I used to listen to him, he had 14 or something. 12 to 14, I think. So it's good that that's increased.
Well, I'll see how we go. The whole you suck fiasco is over, and I've started another account so I can at least watch it. But, you know, I think I had up to over 300 subscriptions and wasn't watching any of them. So, yeah, it was a universe nudge of like, hey, Lionsgate, get rid of this, mate. You'll be all right, son. You do well.
That was an accent, Brandon.
No, I mean, have you heard it? In it, yeah.
That's a nice, relaxed London accent. Brandon, you got anything? You there? You off at the pooper? Off at the pooper.
Oi, mate. Oh,
there he is.
Hey.
What you want?
Yeah. I was about to start doing, what's his name? Carl Urban in The Boys. Then I realized, no, his language is not appropriate for this show.
I have to fit in the C word.
Yeah.
I heard his name, and his name I thought Carl Urban might as well be called Carl Rural.
And that's the latest statement from Boris Johnson. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Boris. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks
for taking our call.
My go-to gag for Boris Johnson is like he brushes his hair with a balloon.
He does. I think that's a good joke. I think that's really good.
Yeah, and then, well, I mean, he's saving, it's all the Green New Deal, the static electricity that's created. It goes back into the system.
No, even the green, you know.
Yeah, let's not make it positive for him, really.
Wow.
Oh, Cortec.
Oh, come on. Well, we can't have any company there that makes him look good.
Well, to be fair, I think he's positive.
Positive.
With
positive.
Well, that's the, now I think we're at the stage with humanity. It's the thought of we have to watch the system collapse, because like if we don't have that kind of thought, it's like everything is going to crap. However, I'm sure everyone on this call, their life is doing well, unless you start looking at the global narrative, which is just falling apart because of its own rot and corruption. And it's on a soul basis like, oh, this is fun. I mean,
I think everyone just figures that, you know, if they don't pay attention, it might happen by the time they tune back into what's going on. I just hope it just kind of has a little kicking, screaming, little tanty, and that uses up the last of its energy and it has no more energy to broadcast.
Well, yeah, I'm sure Bruce will agree. We kind of look at it to get material, to talk about stuff, and to dissect and kind of see where everything's going. But at the same time, to write jokes and make fun of it, because it is very ridiculous.
Yeah. I also think that laughter is like something that transcends everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so one of the great ways to deal with the, and I almost recently just came to this conclusion, you know, it's just like, even if you try your hardest, it's not enough. It never is enough, you know, and there's just, you realize at some point that there is this system that is way bigger than you and so entrenched that one person can only do their best to sort of fight it in a way, you know. But is that futile, you know, or are you just contributing a droplet?
Kind of now, in this moment of now, so, you know, the 10th, 9th or 10th of August, because I know we're time zones, they suck. But for you, but, you know, if you're new in your Los Angeles, it's still, oh, maybe, or Hawaii at least, give me that.
It's cuspy.
Yeah, it's a bit cuspy, you know. See, we should create a character in astrology. It's like, yeah, you know, when you're born, it's a bit cuspy. Yeah.
It's anyway. Called them cuspy.
Anyway, is actually the win the spiritual war is not to be in it, and so by withdrawing it in your own particular fashion, where like in elements I'm hiding in plain sight or in the cracks, but by letting go of all the crap at the same time, you find your passion and you go from there. Yeah. And so Yeah, instead of like man the battlements and blah blah blah, it's like no, I'm just going to leave this castle and go over that hill and watch from afar.
Exactly. Well, it's not even that. It's almost like, in my opinion, you know, the spiritually adept have a sort of Taoist perspective where it's almost like just roll with the punches, you know, roll with the river. You know, and you won't get hurt.
Yes, yeah. Go with the flow of the river. Punches a bit, sort of. You know, hang on, stop doing that. But if you're just floating downstream, where oh look, there's a man pooing in the river. It's like, yeah, I'm going to float on the other side of the river then for a while, I'll beat the poo.
Roll with the river.
Well, but the thing is like the more you fight the current of the river, the more it's going to hurt you.
Well, yes. Getting stuck in a rip off a beach is a good analogy, I think. If you completely, you know, perpendicularly fight against it, you will, or 180 fight against it, you will have a hard time. If you kind of go with it and follow it round, you will be swept back to the beach.
I also find that if you're following the river, be sure it is not the Mississippi. Or you might meet Hook Bear Finn.
Be sure you're not in a... Be sure you're not in anywhere that little things can go up your urethra as well if you decide to take a piss while you're in the river.
You better watch out because the guy is going to get you.
Cortec bringing the joy to Planet Collingwood.
Oh, did it make everyone just cross their legs? Oh.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, is that my brother on air right now?
Oh my God. Seriously?
How did urethra get on the show?
I'm like the only American on the show, right?
Mm-hmm. We have an expat North American. Yeah. Does that count?
Expat North American.
North American.
Oh, Bruce, Pepsi. Yeah. Well, Bruce doesn't count. I mean, you know, he's the exception to, I think, every rule, you know?
So. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you don't know how true that is, actually.
No, I do. That's why I said it. You know. I had a feeling, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I come from a universe without rules, and I'm just trying to do my best to fit in here, but you caught me, Brandon. You caught me.
It's only been 8 years.
Well, yeah.
So the jig is up, Bruce. The jig is up.
Yeah. The way I figure it, there's always rules here, right? You just got to follow the ones that are natural, and all the unnatural ones should not be followed. Oh, there's the break. Cortex.
You are listening to Revolution Radio Studio A. This is Planet Collingwood. My name is Monty Dean. We shall return after these brief messages, so stick around. And I have something interesting to say about an art installation that's been put up in Montreal after the break.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio! Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio!
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to Planet Collingwood here on Studio A on Revolution Radio. My name is Monty Dean, and I'm being silly. And why not? Is a question for everyone to go through philosophically. And, if you enjoyed the last hour, so... Housekeeping.
Hold on, why I have a big cough.
Who's the old man talking on the radio? He seems to be dying.
That's another accent that I can do. Hang on.
Let's call him Coffee Man. Barista Man.
I was about to say, I'm Coffee Man or Coffee Man, Coffee Man. Or I get, there's lawsuits from Java Man. I'm the Coffee Man, but I'm coughing. Yeah. Anywho, if you enjoyed the last hour, please go to freedomslips.com and or revolution.radio and press the Patreon button and give what you can so we can continue broadcasting on Studio A, B, and now Hawk's Next. That's been utilized as well. Because we are 100% listener-supported, 100% volunteer. We're just 100%. Doesn't make sense. It sounds good. Yeah. And once you're there, pop into the Zazzle store and buy T-shirts and so on and so forth. And thank you, Brandon, for laughing at that one. It's been months. It's been saying that for months. And then pop into – there's a new chat room, to quote the Doctor from Doctor Who. Here's my Doctor Who reference. Oh, you've redecorated. I don't like it. Now,
I'm joking,
of course. I haven't gotten used to it, so it's just different. And humans with different, like, oh, I don't like this, but it's better. Really, So it's still there. So pop in. Flippy is always in there, flipping about as you do. And here on Planet Colored, I've been joined by Cortec, Bruce McDonald, Brandon Young, and Raz, and of course you, dear listener. Sean gave me a video because he had some prep for the show. Unfortunately, he had a fall. He's okay. Everything's fine. However, he does have stitches in his left arm. He should be back on air tomorrow, and he'll tell you the story. All I can just say is, damn kids. So the story, and of course, Sean will get 45 minutes out of it, so it'll be a good story to tell. And so I filled in for the first hour. I only did an hour. Because, yeah. And
you
so
talk about line 8 or something like that.
Yeah, stuff like that. But I shared the extremely long link in our chat room, and he sent me this where there's an art, what I would call an art installation. Apart from that, I have no idea what's going on. But I think Bruce, you watched the video, chaps. It's But in downtown Montreal, in a vacant lot, there is a pink pyramid with an eye on it, and then there's a TV screen where it can do some facial recognition and biometrics and then tells you the data that it already has. And it can tell you what's going on with your body because obviously it's linked to all the data that in the Canadian government. And on the backside of it, there's you can put your hand on there to give them fingerprints, and there's like an eye in the palm and a smile. And I'm just
tells you everything about yourself.
Seems a little invasive. Without
just a little
saying cough.
Yeah, but I mean, why did that pop? It's not like a suicide booth in Futurama. This is,
but
dare I say, reality.
Soylent Green was the first people to do suicide booths.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Well, let's go back
poor
to the Tech. Let's go back. Did I do that? Let's go back to the
So we're on something here. Yeah, you know.
So, Bruce,
I'm aware
what
of that machine. It tells you everything about yourself. I had my reading done the last time when I was. They had one there. I'm kidding, of course. They didn't have one there 8 years ago, but it's the only way I could contextualize a joke. And now that I had to break the conceit of context, I don't even think joke's going to work. It turns out I'm the joke.
No. You bring up a good
Cortec.
He shoots, he scores.
Yeah. No, I put my hand on that machine and I got a reading and it told me everything, my height, my weight and my desires and my dreams and my biggest regret. And I was most shocked by how accurate they were with the biggest regret. And my biggest regret, of course, was that I hadn't had 3 years of luck in my 20s that enabled me to schlep a living for shekels and pussy at comic cons for the rest of my life like Shatner.
Oh, tell us what you really think,
Joe. Open up. Come on. Yeah. Hey, Bill's done quite well. I mean, there's only three members of that crew left. And
yeah, in truth, Boston Legal was pretty good too with James Spader.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Yes. It'll be interesting to see when George Takei pops off. How many people go, ew. because apparently he's mentioned on. Oh my! He lost his virginity to he was 13 to a man. I'm like, George. Yeah, stop that. Go ahead.
I heard he might not survive his bathroom stall audition for season 2 of Sandman with Neil Gaiman.
Yeah, I'm not saying monkeypox.
I'm going a little hard on the sodomites tonight, and I do apologize for that. I'm not saying you're going to hell or anything, but hey, you mock readers. Cortec, can you just wait? Can you not just wait till there's a millisecond of silence and there's like a cue that, hey, this might be the time to talk? I can't even remember what I was going to say, Cortec.
Oh, well.
I just think Bruce did say the line of the night. Sorry, I'm a bit hard on the sodomites. You don't hear that every day.
Yeah. My fault. Yeah, Monty just cued me again. Yeah. So I am being a bit hard on the sodomites tonight, and you know, I'm not a biblical Christian. I'm not saying you're going to hell or anything. I just know what most of these breeders don't know is that you mock us all the time in your world.
Yeah. Something similar has popped up in Sky News, where the most racism at the moment, vile and despicable, is actually against Caucasians.
Oh, well, that didn't take long.
Yeah, you've got to watch out for those Christian extremists. They're going to be the worst.
Well, actually, I'll clarify that. Just watch out for the extremists.
Yeah. Is that a band?
Is there any bands called the Extremists yet?
No, there's a band there's a band called Extreme, and their biggest hit is a ballad, which is kind of extreme.
Well, that's not extreme.
More than words. You all know it.
It's like people calling their albums hardcore.
More than words they say.
It's all I have to do.
Yeah, it's like, aren't you a metal band? Shut up. Oh, yes, that's extreme. It was in the early
90s. Okay, no. They're playing a trick where they know their name is Extreme something, yet they're only calling themselves Extreme to everyone else. That's what's going on.
Extreme apple pie.
Extreme apple pie.
So metal, yeah.
It's like that. It's that, like, sort of music where it's like... With the
guitar, it's the same, Warrant did the same thing. What you do is you release the catchy poppy song, and then the second single was the cheesy crappy ballad.
Mm. Extreme had one other song though that I think we all would
maybe get the funk out or something like that. Yeah, so
yeah, it was something interesting. But
we're slowly walking away from the subject, talking about hard rock bands.
Backing away. Don't make eye contact.
But it's interesting in that video. It was like, what the hell is this? And, oh, it's a fun game. And I felt like the Fraulein from Dr. Evil's setup. Oh, it's fun and it's great and it's candy. And it's like, yeah, it's just reading your it's facial recognition. But it's 1984 with a pink paint job.
It is, but I do believe it's an art installation of some sort. I do not believe that it's actually seriously doing that.
Yeah, it can't be, it has to be something someone's put together at a maker fair with an Arduino or a Raspberry Pi, just hooking up free information that is accessible about you show you how much of your personal profile is just out there.
I would agree with you. However, I've been watching Canada for the last 3 years, and there seems to be a theme.
Do you think it's the vampires or the pirates?
The WEF, so maybe the vampiric pirates. I'm not sure.
Would it be the WH?
It's the World Economic Forum. It's like, you own nothing and you like it. And interesting enough, Disney Plus is doing that because that since Disney Plus has started, none of the shows have been released on physical media.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am, and stop calling me Shirley. That's how I watch it.
Kenobi or like Baby Yoda or whatever.
Nothing from Lucasfilm has been released on physical media.
What about
it's all
series, Baby Yoda.
Yeah, but it's part of the streaming service. The idea is like, you have to keep paying the streaming service if you want to watch it.
Yeah, this is the push to take away all ports and disk drives from your computer, so you can't be a player yourself.
Yeah, everything will be internet only, and it's the classic. You'll own nothing, and you'll like it, and you just rent for it. That's why
put your whole consciousness in a cloud.
Now, see, Cortec, that's a moment where you have to wait till the end of the sentence. Wait for a pause, We do like to hear from you. It's just when I've stopped talking, understand all the information in the sentence, and then you can rebuke or add to it. I've got an idea.
I totally did do that.
Yeah. It's not the first time. Now, the interesting thing is at the same time, like Apple Music, we're just going to go to MP3s or even streaming. They won't allow you to download stuff. Someone explained to me the rise of vinyl because that's one of the biggest markets out there for music at the moment is people are buying records again.
Yeah, it's a massively better sound quality medium and there's nothing that clouders can do about it. They're shitting in their pants. Can I say pants on radio?
Yes. I think I mentioned it earlier. Yes.
It's not nearly as convenient, let's be honest.
Well, yeah, you can't have a Walkman with a record player.
Hey, Brandon, quantity or quality? And I'm sure someone's come up with some kind of vertical horizontal record player if you want that DAC quality.
The thing is about when you listen to a record, because you need a player and you need to keep it stable, you're more forced to actually listen to the music. I remember a story about what's his name? Why have I gone blank? That's not Lemmy from Motorhead.
Oh, yeah.
Where he would put on a song and in the dressing room, and he was a musician and a music lover, and he would actually stop doing anything. He may keep smoking and drinking, but he would listen to the song, and he would bore holes into anyone that's talking. It's like, what are you doing? I'm listening to... listening to music is not having noise in the background. And right. Listening to music is... listening to, the sentence didn't really work.
Talking about music is like painting about farts,
dancing about architecture.
And we'll have a wall here, and then there'll be a split level. Dad, stop that. No, this is fantastic. Yeah, interpretive. See, there you go. Where are the interpretive dancers, architects? Yeah, there's a niche market. See,
maybe
real estate agents.
We could kind of put nerves on their arms and legs and have them do that aquatically in water. Then we can trace what they've done and make a building out of it.
Cue Bruce McDonald to say Cortec.
I do that.
He's okay that time.
Damn it.
No fault, Cortec. No fault. Play on.
Oh, well, geez, where do you go from that? I think most architecture is boring. Is that controversial?
I'm mum's taxi, which is I'm a taxi for mum. I don't make mum drive me everywhere.
Is that the band Mum?
No. What an odd thing to say.
Is that the deodorant Mum?
Yeah, you remind me of the United Nations where they said we have to fight misinformation because there isn't a small cabal ruling the planet. What an odd thing to say. Have you seen that meme going around where it's either Bart or Kramer? The UN saying that. How odd. Anywho, we're driving around, and I think any time a building is built, even tomorrow or today or yesterday, they should have the year of it. Remember when they used to do that? They put the year on the building?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I'm like, someone's left the house.
But not really.
Yeah, so like, and they should have the date on it. Even if it's a Madison Square Garden, should have 1914 or something.
I think that's kind of cool when you walk past and that stuff's there. Yeah.
Yeah, you realize I know of a building that's 1901. It's like, okay, that's been here a while.
Do they not do it because the half-life of concrete's only 50 years?
Who knows, Cortec, honestly.
All right.
I just said they should put them. I don't need to know the social, political ramifications of why this stopped.
If we put this plaque on, we're only going to be using it for 75, 80 years tops. Financially, it's a bad decision.
It points out, really old buildings were built to last. Instead of the throwaway society that we're in today.
You mean like the pyramids?
Yeah. See, now that should have a year on it. I don't know if we would understand it, though.
Save a lot of trouble. Yeah, we might not be able to read it. Save a lot of trouble.
Ibis mushroom. What the hell does that mean?
What is this UFO-looking thing?
Why is there a tank in here? Yeah, it's very weird.
It's a meme that they've carved into the wall. It's humor.
Some of the buildings that they have, like the courthouses that they just built recently near me, have in Roman numerals, very large numbers.
Ooh.
And it will say, AD, or no, what is it? But it's the antediluvian. It's a Freemasonic sort of date.
I was going to say, by having the Roman numerals, that's adding to the Roman numeral Dreamtime sacred geometry aspect to it.
Right. So, but it's like thousands of years before what we would consider you know, before Christ or something like that.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's not the date it was born. It was, it would be something like, you know, I think it's maybe it's the Anno Lucius calendar. Oh. I believe it's called the Anno Lucius.
Okay.
Calendar. Yeah, look into that. And
just quickly, I have to perform a welfare check. I do apologize. Raz, are you still alive?
Yes, I am alive.
Oh,
I'm so, just.
Well, your spidey sense is tingling. What made you think something was wrong?
Because the man hasn't spoken yet. It's 20 minutes in.
I have a stimulated conversation question. But we'll hear what Raz has.
A reason why I've not been speaking, I found this guy on. DeviantArt, my God, that's a long... So, he makes this URL. Incredible art. And, my God. So, yeah, I've been quietly just, you know, making my eyes happy.
You've been looking at porn again, haven't you?
He doesn't fall in that category, no. They have their clothes on.
Half a credit, Pepsi. Half a credit.
This is America Chavez, for those of you who've watched... Multiverse of Madness. Imagine a world where an actress like that was actually in the movie wearing that outfit.
Yeah, she's hot.
I know.
Yeah, that still falls under porn. You.
Yeah.
It's soft porn.
You guys are woke Hollywood now. Come on.
Hey, I like
Let's it. Be old school Hollywood. Old school Hollywood would have made her, you know, all naked, walking around, prancing and doing all kinds of silly shit.
Stuff. Yeah, but she would only got the role if she did like a dozen blowjobs.
Cortex.
Cortex playing the cynical card there, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway,
so that's just me in Hollywood.
Bruce was about to ask a supposedly very stimulating question.
Yeah.
Drag us out of porn, Bruce.
So here's Cortex, the question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
If a genie gave you 3 wishes, what would you wish for?
I only need 1 wish. That's for more wishes.
I'm sure that's in the contract of no, you can't vote.
Is there a
wishes.
Contract? But there is no contract. So it's, you know, it's like game over. Next.
Genies have rules, though.
Do they?
$50 billion Swiss bank account. Let me think of the second one.
Only billions.
Yeah.
You're not thinking Rothschild money.
Yeah, what is after billions? Trillion?
What's
after trillions?
I'll be honest with you, Mark.
When did I'm the type of kid,
if you give me $1 million right now, I wouldn't know what to do with it. I'm those type.
I wouldn't know what to do with $1 million pesos.
Yeah, and it'd be very hard. Yeah, maybe not today, but back sort of late '80s, my PE teacher said, you know, if you spend $1 million, it's very hard not to make money from it.
Yeah,
it'd
be like that Richard Pryor movie. You know, Brewster's Millions. I haven't got any ideas right now, but I reckon I can come up with some in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, his name was Monty. Like, I love that film for some strange reason. And John Candy's a god in it, of course. John Candy's a god, so.
Oh, John. His heart was working hard.
Yes, in Uncle Buck, one of the greatest lines ever is, "Get in your mouse and get the hell out of here."
A mouse?
Mouse. You know, like the rodent type thing. Maybe you should watch Uncle Buck again.
No. I was just thinking that was way before computers. So I was thinking, what the hell is he talking about?
Yeah. it's a real clown. Mouse. Yeah, he's got a V-dub and he's turned it into a mouse. It's not like a computer mouse. That would look silly, mind you.
Different types.
Yeah. Oh, well, speaking of vehicles, what do you think is going to happen with that? Because here in Australia, they've made into law that they're going to cut emissions by 43% and they're trying to phase out the combustion engine. Does anyone see the collapse of society happening soon?
There's a lot of people pushing for things just to go backwards. It's like if you have something in your house, like a well-functioning pirate ship. What do you call it? Steering wheel for a pirate ship, the one that's full circle and it's got those things in it. If you turn that sideways and made a table out of it, a la When Harry Met Sally, you can understand getting rid of something like that.
And for those playing at home, this is where Cortek has lost it.
He hasn't answered the question yet.
Sorry, what was the question?
Doesn't know what
again?
He would do with three wishes. Doesn't see society. That was your
three
answer
wishes.
To you.
Three wishes, I'll ask for another wish. Easy. No, sorry. Unlimited wishes. Sorry, Jesus, stuff that up. That would be awkward, wouldn't it? Great art there.
Yeah, Rez, stop flooding us with...
I'm just giving you a reason why I'm so quiet.
Yeah. Let the fapping begin. I'll go with cosplay because they're real.
You
but,
can
you know,
fap to that. I mean,
you haven't tried, have you? Yeah.
No.
Let's not have this conversation on air. I'm just going to turn over to Planet Hollywood and see what information and comedy they're talking about. Fapping to drawings.
What
does that
mean?
Really? Are you that sheltered?
No.
Gamer boy?
I was just
making it more awkward.
Making it more awkward. Terrible. So, pause. Let's bring it back out of the gutter. How can we do that?
I'm just wondering where, you said there are people. I think there is a conceited effort to actually try and, we're saving the planet by bringing in more control. And that's kind of the problem with the whole green movement, is they're ignoring technologies that are already out there. Like, I had this conversation with my mum earlier where, you have to ban straws. Well, hello, I'm Pedantic Man, Q Cortex.
Da, 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 da.
You should stop creating petrochemical straws. You can make straws out of something else and not paper or cardboard. It could be abaca or even hemp. And you can make plastic out of different things than petrochemical. But it's like, no, we have to get rid of single-use bags because they're very bad to the environment. Like, well, what about this? I don't understand.
All right. So, Monty, you asked an excellent question. Can you ask it again?
Can I have a reference to the question?
Does anybody see?
Does anyone see the Green New Deal and all that chicanery? Anyone see the society collapsing?
I see what a push. I see a push for society collapse. Collapsing
good
for the
push.
Last 10, 20 years. People have been
All right, I'm just sorry.
He might be retarded, and I know that's right up there with Staz, and I'm sorry that I can't find a more politically correct word, but I don't want to offend the Down syndrome people.
No, hey, they're lovely people. They're living the life.
I honestly don't know.
You get offended Down syndrome.
Cortek, I honestly don't know if you're having a go with us or you're really this dense. Like, I haven't made up my mind. The data keeps coming in, but no. It's like the scales of justice. Is he retarded? I don't think so. Is he mocking me?
Yeah, is my heart on one side and the feathers on the other? And is Osiris going to let me into heaven?
He's an agent of chaos. He's Loki.
Talking about the collapse, let's talk about farmers, where they're trying to ban the fertilizer because it's got it starts with the nitro, whatever it is, whatever the reason is, because it's bad for the environment. It's like, yeah, but if we're all going to starve, it's basic depopulation because they're being pricks.
Okay, let me answer that. So when it comes to green energy, first and foremost, it's part of the narrative, meaning it's utter bullshit. It doesn't exist. Second, they're going to use it as a reason to choke people and increase prices and do all kinds of changes. They always want to do changes, and they need to tell the mass something is the reason why that change is happening. So green energy is currently the reason. Now, will green energy cause a collapse of, you know, society or civilization as we know it, because we're relying on crappy source of energy? They will not let that happen. They will go back to using normal, you know, source of energy. Most of the people don't even care where their electricity come from, where their water come from, or what's happening to anything relating to food. Unless you tell them, unless you beat them with a stick and you tell them, they're not going to care. So this whole thing, green energy, it's part of the narrative. It's a nothing burger.
Mm-hmm. I would like to answer Monty's question. Cortek, may I?
Yes, proceed.
Oh, thanks, man. So, yes, this society is not collapsing. A collapse is the result of failed architecture, failed construction, failed engineering. It's an oversight of some sort. Okay? This is a controlled demolition, is what it is. It's been a series of intentional things, beginning with, in the narrative I'll go with tonight, now I could go back 400 years, but I'll begin with 9/11. Those towers were demolished.
Mm.
You know? They were demolished deliberately. There were nukes in the basement, and they were demolished. Cortek, you gave me your word. You gave me your word.
Not 9/11, Building 7. Let's change our terminology just like they change it up on us. Over.
What are you contesting?
Your use of the term 9/11 instead of using the building's name.
Let's call the whole event Building 7 instead of 9/11. I'm not willing to follow someone who wants to change the terms until everything is upside down. Mockingbird never stopped.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, okay. So three buildings
Jesus
collapsed.
Christ. I'm leaning towards retarded. There were nukes in the two main towers, okay? Building 7 was clearly a controlled construction. Feinstein actually admitted it in a BBC interview.
We decided made a decision. To pull the building. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's no mystery here, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's been a nonstop satanic mockery ritual, mockery ritual since 2001. It's a miracle I haven't joined the other side, because at least I'd have people to talk to that would have some understanding of what the fuck is going on, you know? Because so you got 9/11, then you get 2007, the financial collapse. The buzzards have been picking at our bones. Somebody way up turned a switch on and said it's free reign on the West, and specifically the four countries we all hail from: New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and the United States. Britain will be preserved and fall into an old European Union, and will become what it will become, a multicultural slush pit. And none of that multiculturalism works, okay? None of it works. I mean... how far can I go here without sounding like a raging racist? I think Raz will allow me to say this, and I think he'll agree.
Type it to me in chat, and I'll say it in a South African accent.
No, you won't.
Okay.
So it's become very clear to me that London has been taken over by a gang of Pakistani thugs.
That's it.
Okay. Absolutely. Now, would that be racist if I said that in India or Mauritius? I was having coffee with friends in New Delhi. We were reading the English news, and I said, Jesus, those Paki thugs have taken over London. Would anyone blink an eye, Raz?
Let me tell you something. When Jacinda wore that veil, Mauritius was burning with anger. They would actually thank you for saying that. And if you deny that fact, they would actually beat you for it.
Mm-hmm. Nothing is going to change until we start to defend ourselves. Nothing is going to change. Stop apologizing. Black slavery, I don't give a shit. 160 years ago, go fuck yourself. You're not getting any money from me. You're not getting a civil service job. You're not getting anything.
No, I love
it. Go to hell.
Yeah,
Hell. Well, get a job. Get an education, you crackhead. Get off the corner. Put the watermelon and malt liquor down, you idiot.
Yeah, it's a...
Go get a job.
They're acting as a stereotype. Not, you know, I know you're not calling them a stereotype, but they're believing... They believe that they're living as a stereotype instead of, like, I mean, how many... Oh, we won't go through them all, but how many successful African-Americans who are living like humans or as Americans, if that makes sense?
Number two, take away the power of race and focus on culture. When you want to talk about black crime in Toronto, don't call it black crime. Call it what it is, a Jamaican crime wave. Ethiopians and Kenyans will hug you on the street. Okay?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I was sort of getting to. Treat everyone human. Sorry, go ahead.
When people do the horrible white man thing, say, hey, look, man,
We just folded into a society. When the Zulu chief said go to war, every Zulu picked up his shield and his spear. They didn't need to know what the war was about. But hey, we've done our own research, and yeah, there's some bad elements in our culture. Can you please focus on Kabbalists, Masons, Knights of Malta? This is who's doing it, okay? Don't lump us all together. We're as much victims as you, and they're trying to scapegoat us by giving your bloodlust our bodies. Can you not see that, you idiots? And a lot of people do. Listen to Louis Farrakhan. Listen to the black intellectuals. They get it. We have to reach out, and we have to avoid real racism in the white community. And there's a lot of it. There's a lot of it at this station. And let's be honest. There's hosts at this station who I am convinced are patched in members of Aryan Nations or some white brotherhood bullshit. And I'm not down with that crap. Okay?
Because we're earthers. I hate saying earthling because it sounds like children. We're earthers. We're all human. And it doesn't – like the idea of a Canadian, American, a New Zealander, an Australian in that respect, it's an idea where here in Australia, bring all the good bits of your culture. Like everyone here eats pizza. Now, like, are we racist because, you know, Italians are upset? No, they open pizza stores and do really well because the pizza has been absorbed into our Australian culture. And we go ahead.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Tell me.
I'm going to base a whole new society off pizza. That's all.
Oh, Cortex. Jesus Christ. Trying to have a moment of seriousness in a comedy show. You haven't told a joke all night. Now you decide to tell a joke. You are the ultimate contrarian, you fucking prick.
All right, three. No, I'm not. All right, one more and you're gone. Well, you'll get a warning, a red flag. Right. Anyway.
I'm on fire. I'm on fire tonight. Let me go. Let me have my rant, okay? This is some Bill Hicks level. Bill Hicks, I forgot now, Cortex book.
Got it. But yeah, it basically comes down to treat everyone nice and be human, and doesn't matter where they're from, enjoy the culture. And I would like to travel Africa, not right now because it seems a bit shit. Mind you, everywhere's a bit shit. And
I'll call them out. If they want to call in, call in. Hey, Jemima with the affirmative action master's degree in women's studies who say white people owe reparations. What percentage of those reparations will be paid by the black people who sold you to us? In Africa.
Exactly. I mean, in Africa can't really take that bill because they've had the shit kicked out of them for 400 years by the elite. Like, work with me here. The whole, white man bad. You're really talking about the Queen and the level of court because Britain, Spain and everything else, it's just that level. But no, she's a frail old lady. It's like, but she inherited this entire system where white privilege. How many white trash people that are living like utter crap in trailers in Alabama, they're enjoying their privilege?
Yeah. And here's a little tip. Why don't you study a little family rearing? Why don't you study the Koreans and the Chinese and look at how they can get over here with like maybe 10 grand in the bank, 4 people in the family, run a convenience store and get 3 kids through university? Why don't you take a look? Why don't you get a PhD in that affirmative action women's studies, Jemima?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you actually help your people instead of blaming other people? And you want to know the people you're supposed to be going after? These Masonic, Kabbalistic, cultic, satanic people who are running the banking system, running the media system, throwing you into a false war. They don't want you to understand that. They want you to be angry. They want you in this false duality. They want you misdirected because they know you're a rageful creature. They know you can't control your impulses. And yeah, that's what most people think about black people. You can't control your impulses. There, I said it, okay? And look, we're not much better. I'm not much better. You know, I have difficulty. If I were, I wouldn't drink 10 cups of coffee and smoke 10 cigars a day. You know, so I have addiction and impulse issues too. But in the black community, impulse control is the major issue. Discipline, follow through, sacrifice. Why don't you try it? Look at what the sports guys do. And why do they make it? Because somebody sees that they can make money off that guy based on their natural genetics, invests in them, takes them under their wing, and teaches them discipline. If you want an example of that, go watch a movie on Netflix called Hustle, the new Adam Sandler movie.
Okay?
Ooh, okay, I will.
But enough of this racial bullshit.
Well, yeah, as well as an example to reinforce that. And then we've been joined by another guest, so give me a moment. An example is like, I love the Chinese culture. I love the Japanese culture. I love the Chinese culture. And it's, oh, you're going to go to China? Oh, hell no. Have you seen who's in charge? And that's got nothing to do with the race or the culture, the race or it's just the political element and their nut bars in charge. But the quick question, how old is the Chinese culture? 8,000 years, 11,000?
8,000.
Yeah, 8,000 years.
By pottery shards, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of pottery, that's one of the worst segues ever, ladies and gentlemen. Like,
that was sweet.
Oh, okay. Someone who... Well, he's a busker, not a potter. Oh, damn it. We've been joined by Harry, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here's the question. Where in the world is Harry? Harry, how are you?
Queensland.
Yes. Well, guest, Cortec.
How's your car woes going?
My pottery joke put a lid on it.
Hey, nice, like that.
Yeah.
That's the level of comedy you get here at Planet Collingwood. Remember, it is volunteer. Anyway, sorry. You wanted to enter the fray. What positive outcome can you add to the conversation, my good man?
Well, I just so I've been really enjoying the show. It's been very jovial and chip chip and all that sort of thing. And I just thought, oh, what a great bunch of fellas here.
Old boy. Yeah, it's good to see you. I mean, we're all white, except for the non-white person there. But now we accept him because he's intelligent, smart, and a beautiful human being.
Right.
Who's that?
No, that'll be Raz, the French guy.
Jeez.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Isn't that a matter of opinion?
Harry, what happened with your car woes? Give us the story.
With my what? Car woes. Oh, right. Yes, I got written off and I got another one, exactly the same model, and except it had a few oil leaks, which is not allowed under a roadworthy, so I'm getting them fixed. Actually, since it's getting fixed today. Actually, I put it in today. I should get it back tomorrow. Also, I've got another car to run around in the meantime, which will take me back to work tomorrow. And, so hopefully it will be fixed and I'll be able to turn my caravan out of this property that I've been looking after on Friday and move to a little...
Back to Melbourne, or are you hooked on Queensland now?
No, I've got a job, so I'm sort of stuck. Not stuck, but enjoying
you're staying. There the worst and you're staying, like not it. Stuck. Yeah, yeah. Better weather. It's freezing down here. Melbourne freezing. Well,
I get around in a pair of shorts at 8 p.m. at night.
I'm highly intelligent because I'm not from here. Oh, I'm sorry. That's just a very simple joke. I apologize. It's actually, I've had friends who's like, they go up and they talk to the guys like, I just want to meet a woman with intelligence. Yeah, you find out they're not, the real Queenslanders are highly intelligent. It's all the blow-ins from other states where it's like, I think I should go somewhere where it's warm.
Yeah, and don't be fooled by the slow way they talk either, because just because they talk slow does not mean that they're not bright.
No. It's just extremely hot and it's very tiring. Like, Australians, you speak through the nose so the flies won't get in our mouth. And so when you're in far north Queensland where a winter's day is 28 degrees Celsius, it gets a bit hot. So don't be hasty, as the ants would say. I'll get to the end of the sentence. I'll be highly intelligent. I'm just trying to conserve energy so I don't melt.
That's right. Exactly what it's like.
Yeah, so there you go. And I mean, it's interesting where the white man's racist is. Have you ever been to Asia? Because that continent doesn't like each other. They've got issues.
Oh my god, you should hear the way they speak. It's unbelievable once you get into their heads, man. You know what they call the Vietnamese? The Asian N-I-G-G-E-R. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, the Chinese, the Japanese hate everybody. They have yes. An absolute superiority complex. They think they are the master Asian race. And who can say they aren't? I mean, has anybody ever owned a Toyota?
they're very good. I mean, just the Japan-Korean stoush. It's just ridiculous because they're so close. but they're far enough away where the ferment of hatred and, I mean, you basically described World War II, and that's when they got smacked down. It was like, no, you're not. And because if we won't go through World War II that much, but they believe that they, how it was described, they have the code of Bushido, and then they took a hit of crack and took the whole wrong side of it. You know, oh, you were caught by, you dishonor your family because you were captured. Are you a moron? And then they stab you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Rez, you've got a more of a point from the other end, sort of like India. I mean, the way the English, we lost India, we'll split into three countries. That nothing bad will happen. What, a million migrants got killed in the transition? Back in, was it 47 or 48?
49, actually. It was 150 million people moving from India and forming Pakistan. And Pakistan, PKS, P comes from Punjab, K from comes from Kashmir, S comes from Sindh, and then they added Stan to it. So it's PKS and Stan, Pakistan or Pakistan or whatever. Later on, it became Pakistan. So it created a lot of mess, and also India was allowed to be a nationalist country. Pakistan is a nationalist country. Afghanistan is very nationalist too. So we have this mess going on in there. We're very nationalistic individuals locked in their border wall. So everyone hates everyone, and they understand the wall. They understand they have to leave us people. They understand they want to leave us people. They understand they cannot leave us people unless they kill one another. So there's a lot of, it's a myriad of emotions and feelings. It's the same as the Chinese and the Taiwanese, you know. Well, on one side, some people will be like, Taiwanese want to be back in China, want to be back with the Chinese. Some people would say no. Taiwanese are a proud, independent people. They want to stay, you know, apart. There's a myriad of opinions and emotions when it comes to these things. That's the problem with it. You cannot adequately pinpoint it to a singular defining emotion or opinion. It's very annoying.
It's not just Asia as well, because the Serbians and all that area.
It's all over the world. It's all over the world.
And it's divide and conquer. What the idea of race was that was invented 400 years ago, mainly probably the English. I don't know, God's an Englishman. Yeah, right. And
it wasn't exactly race. It was phenotype based on bone structure. Later on, the colored problem started. That was like a century ago. But over two centuries ago, it was mostly phenotype, was mostly bone structure, hair texture, and that sort of thing. I believe the name was Max Muller, and the rest used to do it. Madison Grant used to do it as well. Now, the problem is, we live in a nation where, we live in a globe where we have time zone, over 190 nations, countries, over 500 dialects, over 500 cultures and subcultures, and each subculture has a different dialect. So it's an absolute mess, absolute mess. Absolutely divided, and everyone is their own. You know, you may see two individuals who look similar, and you're like, hey, well, you're both the same. No, we're not. He's that, I am me, you know. I am from this culture, you're from that culture, he speaks that language. It's just how our planet is currently right now.
Yeah. And instead of naturally all coming together as one, they're forcing a version of globalism, which is based on 1984, where you know, we're all wear Hugo Boss uniforms, and some are better than others, and you know, if you've got a lot of money and blah, it's you just kind of explain how the version of globalism they're pushing, it has to be tyrannical, because it's like, can't we all get along? Well, not in their version of globalism. Now, if we're allowed to actually mingle and learn and respect each other, we'll eventually become as one. It may take 300 years because we have to get rid of like the last 5,000 years of stupidity.
It will take a lot more than 300 years. It will take a lot more.
I just because
we will, that's, we will
that's
need
Walt Disney optimism there, Monty.
We will need entire generations to die. We will need entire cultures and any edifice that reminds us of these culture existed to be completely removed and evaporated, you know, in order to make a sort of homogeneous, unified culture, globally speaking.
Unless an alien turns up. Go ahead, Bruce.
the possibility of achieving a global culture is slim to none now. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why. Because we've killed everything that is meaningful communication. Okay? There are no books anymore. I mean, I'm watching Real Time with Bill Maher, and what's his name there from The X-Files? Was David Duchovny was on, and he's actually a writer now. He's written two books, and he was promoting his second novel. And Bill published a book a few years ago, and he says, you know, nobody reads anymore. And David just sort of nods his head depressingly. He says, yeah, I know. I've sold 4,000 copies of my book, and I bought 2,000. And I'm a household name. And, you know, which makes me feel pretty good with Stardust Ranch, Monty. But unless you have this meaningful form of communication, we can't really get to know each other. It's not going to happen through this digital nonsense. It's not going to happen through YouTube and BitChute and all this crap. That actually strips everything out. It strips everything out of communication except the data. Okay, there's no real energetic exchange with spiritual content, which leaves who to cobble together globalization? It leaves the bankers and the industrialists, the same people mm-hmm. who've screwed up nationalism, regionalism brought on by free trade. These are the same people who are going to screw up everything else, and because all they're worried about is themselves. And what is most alarming about what's going on, going back to your question 30 minutes ago, Monty, are we collapsing? And I said, no, we're being demolished. It's the corporate policy or the government policy and law that allows more and more of our money to go into fewer and fewer hands. And for those of you who may think that you're seeing something of an analogy to the book of Revelation here, because it does say in the Revelation, in this time, those with much will be given more and those with little will have more taken away from them. Okay. So everything in Revelation is coming true. Problem is, I don't see a God doing it. I see groups of men doing it.
Yeah, instead of prophecy, it's more of a script.
Yes, we've been saying this for years, and you know, this is why the Bible can't be trusted. Okay, like I say, you take your Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the absolute inspirational words of the Christ, and you live that in your heart the rest of your days, and you will advance far more spiritually than getting into all of this, you know, prophecy and vanity, and it's all ego. Every second Christian you hear on air now says, I might be a prophet. I'm not saying I am, but I could be a prophet.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's I could be a prophet. You say anything outside their spectrum, oh, that guy thinks he's a guru. Yeah. You know, you can't win with these people.
No, and it's interesting, as an example of how bad the internet is, if you're on social media and you want to have some fun, just type in, I love pears. And you'll get like, well, what's wrong with pineapples? Oh, don't you like apples? What's wrong with it's like mangoes? What you're an anti-mangonist? And it's like all I said was I like pears.
The whole internet's gone Cortec, Monty, natural contrarian.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I just want to thank you, Cortec.
Cortec.
There's that welfare check. But also, I want to do another welfare check. Brandon, are you still awake? No. All right.
Oh, he's got him.
No, I'm here.
Oh,
yeah,
just looking at those pictures that Raz gave you. Okay, that's just...
so we have to start we have to start intelligently pushing back on the race bullshit. Okay, because look, in law, cosmically, okay, and terrestrially, failure to dissent is presumption of consent. So if you don't say something, you're assumed, rightfully so, to accept the guilt that they're trying to put on our shoulders.
Yeah.
So enough of this polite white man bullshit. And it's all nonsense. We've covered this on this show before. The white man is still the standard and the ideal for everyone on this planet. It's why the biggest plastic surgery in Korea is eye rounding. Okay? It's why everybody here wants to be like a white man, you know? And look, the thing about there's a book out now written by some brown dude, you know, The End of the White Man, and As We All Go Brown, and then talking about the end of the white race and its power and authority. And I'm reading the review or part of it in the New York Times and going, buddy, I've just read 500 words of your prose. I hate to break it to you. You're a bloody white man. Okay? Quit pretending you're a brown man in your Armani suit and your Oxford education. You are no longer a brown man. okay? The brown man is working a vegetable garden in the village and has the joy of God in his heart. You're a white man in brown skin.
And the weird thing is, in the United States, I'm not sure about now, but for the last three, 4 decades, everyone wants to be a black man with the culture and the clothing and everything. I've got this quote from Paul Mooney. Very intelligent man, slightly cranky, but he wrote for Richard Pryor, so yeah, and he's done really good stuff. But he's kind of right where, as an example, MTV got the directive of just pumping out gangster rap. And so we have a subclass of people called homies, where they're basically just dressing like they're in Compton. Now, it's okay if you're in Compton, but why, you know, the spread of that, you know, it's the business side of thing. Like, I mean, what's the language of business? English.
Isn't it?
Yeah, and then, but yeah, still everyone, there's still the African-American influence in fashion and culture in that respect at the same time. And it's all basically divide and conquer, as we're sort of getting at. And instead of eventually we'll all become one, now if they do fake an alien invasion or an alien thing turn up, things will change. However, I think all that racism and stupidity and hatred won't be directed at ourselves. We'll direct it outwards. And that's going to be a problem because, you know, if the aliens can just warp and manipulate time through space and everything, we don't have a chance. Like, oh, but I've got a knife.
And imagine the world they'd be living in if they got where they what they wanted. Just imagine the upper Somali middle class running Minnesota in 2064, afraid to leave their homes because economically emancipated white race has returned to gangsterism, and it does it more effectively than anybody's ever done it, including the Yakuza, the Triads. You don't want the white man going down because the white man's too dangerous. It's that simple. Okay? Natural law is natural law. That which is, we all play this game. Everybody tries to make money. Everybody tries to run businesses. Every country has a military. We've done, everybody traded slaves. We just won every game in the world. Sorry, that's the truth of it. Suck it up, buttercups.
Yeah, the Caucasian has been the race for the last 2,000 years in that respect. It was just timing in that respect. We have 2 minutes to go, so... final thoughts, Bruce. You've got the talking stick. Bees and frogs, and frogs and bees, or anything else you want to share.
If you got frogs and bees around you, man, you're probably going to be okay. And on any given night, on the walk from the main house to the back to go, we're sleeping in the back house now. It's about a 50-meter walk on a concrete path. I did. On any given night, I will count a minimum of a dozen frogs on my way back.
Nice, nice.
It's kind of quite amazing, actually.
Yes. Rez, final thoughts?
Nothing.
Well, thank you for... How nihilistic of you. But thank you for being here. Cortec?
People on the October 1 in Britain are vowing not to pay their energy bills. So that's interesting.
That will be interesting. There's a bit of resistance there. Brandon, any final thoughts, sir?
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Thanks, Monty, everybody else on the panel. Very lot of fun.
And thank you very much.
Some things to think about for sure.
Yeah, always welcome
be
back.
Be young, and, yo.
And Harry, any final thoughts, sir?
Yep. Seize the day and smile at the sunshine.
Excellent. This has been Planet Collingwood here on Revolution Radio Studio A. My name is Monty Dean. We will be back in 6 days and 22 hours. I love you from afar, but let's keep it that way. See you soon, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery. Real natural law. You enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Listen up now. Tune into Ritual Corner with Ritual Zero XE.